Welcome to session three of the Performance Project. Once again, this is Jen Verheeren of jenverheeren.com and Cadence Coaching. It's time to set a goal that's on the far side of fear. There are two reasons that I've become a total hard ass when it comes to the goal setting process. One is that I know from personal experience and from coaching hundreds of people through the process how well it works when it's done intentionally. The other is that I see people doing it poorly or not doing it at all so often, and I know they're missing out on a lot because of it. I feel strongly that good goal setting is a skill that everyone should have and use regularly, like a muscle, in order to live fully. A world filled with people who feel accomplished and empowered and live regret-free lives is a world that I want to live in, and that's why I do it myself, and that's why I do it with my clients. So that said, there are two distinctions that I'd like to make that are really, really important. If you don't have awareness of these, goal setting can actually be painful, discouraging, or downright destructive. One is growth mindset versus fixed mindset. If you have a growth mindset, it means that you're constantly looking for opportunities to change, grow, or do things differently. You see criticism, failure, and even bad luck like flashlights showing you the way. You're resilient because you are always adapting and changing and developing. If you have a fixed mindset, on the other hand, it means that you accept criticism or failure as the result of a fixed circumstance that you don't have the power to change. You'll keep making the same mistakes and getting the same results over and over because you believe that you're a victim of your circumstances, your genes, your environment, or your bad luck, and that nothing you do will change that. No matter what, when you do something big or bold or outside your comfort zone, you're going to face criticism or failure. And guess what? No goal worth making is not big or bold or outside your comfort zone. You will fail. Get used to it and start practicing your growth mindset now. Think about all the artists, athletes, writers, or performers who simply would not be who they are if they took criticism as truth. If they took failure to mean that they're no good. The second one is being internally directed versus being externally directed. If you're internally directed, you act according to your own values and your own ideas about what success is, instead of according to cultural or familial markers for success. You know how to use feedback from others to move you closer to what you want, but you don't let it guide you. In order to be internally directed, you've got to be very clear about what your core values are and what things are most important to you. Being internally directed is not about being selfish. It's about staying true to yourself so that you may better serve others and the world. If you know what things are most important to you, you'll be able to set goals that are in alignment with those, and accomplishing them will be deeply satisfying and will enrich your life. If you make goals based on societal values or on what you think others want from you, you'll feel chronically dissatisfied, and accomplishing goals may even leave you with a feeling of emptiness. Becoming internally directed does not happen overnight. It's a lifelong process and often requires work and some help from a coach or mentor. Part of the goal of the Performance Project is to help you become more internally directed. For the purpose of this program, I invite you to set a goal that is just to the other side of your fear, but that is also a little bit close in, meaning that you look at one of your larger goals and then zoom in to the smaller goals that are right in front of you. It could be something that you can already do, but that you'd like to be able to do it with more confidence and with joy. It could be something that you really want, but have been putting off or resisting. It can be anything that will require you to stretch beyond your comfort zone and challenge yourself with the perspectives, the tools, and the concepts that we're going to be playing with in the Performance Project. If my goal setting process is new to you, please take advantage of the coaching opportunities available to you in the Facebook group and on the calls to get some coaching on setting goals. It's so fun and it's such a game changer once you get past the newness of it. So what I'm going to do here in this recording now is give you my goal setting manifesto. All of the things that I've learned over time are really important about setting goals. And then you can play with them and use these as you set your goal for this session, for this program. So number one, include both a measurable result and an intention in your goal. Each goal should remind you why it's important to you and tell you how you'll know when you've accomplished it. Okay, those two things, why it's important to you and how you'll know when you've accomplished it. Sometimes the intention comes more easily than the measurable result, and sometimes it's the other way around. So these are two distinct components. If you want to climb Mount Everest, why is that important to you? It might be that I overcome my fear of heights and fulfill a lifelong dream by climbing Mount Everest this year. If you want to be healthier, how are you going to know when you've accomplished that goal? I'm strong and healthy, and as a result, I run a 10K race and my blood pressure is 120 over 80 or something like that. So in the Mount Everest example, climbing the mountain is the measurable result. You're going to be at the top at some point. And overcoming your fear of heights and fulfilling a lifelong dream is the intention. In the want to get healthier goal, getting healthier is the intention. And running a 10K race is the measurable result. And the blood pressure is the measurable result. So whatever your goal is, you want to look for the measurable result that's going to let you know that you just did it and the intention behind it. All right, number two, state your goals in the past or present tense. Language creates your world. As long as you keep saying that you will do something, it'll likely stay in the future. Use language that takes your goal out of the future and lands it solidly in the present. When you say your goal out loud, it should give you the experience of having already accomplished it. This year, I run a marathon, or I have run a marathon by December of this year. Instead of, I will run a marathon, or I want to run a marathon. Number three, make goals simple and concise and use powerful descriptive words that are motivating to you. Try to keep your goals between 1 and 4 complete, concise sentences. Use words that inspire you. You'll be looking at your goal and saying it a lot. Your goal should be music to your ears. It should resonate with your deepest desires. Your words create your world. Your emotions, your actions, your relationships, and the results you get are all directly generated by your language, how you talk internally to yourself, and the words that you put out into the world. So when you're setting your goal, say what you mean with purpose. Number four, do not plan while you're constructing your goal. This is a big mistake I see people making all the time. We always want to jump to strategy first, but strategies come after goals. Working out 4 days a week is not a goal. Okay? Working out 4 days a week is not a goal. Having the fitness, the strength, and flexibility to do a 20-mile hike is a goal. So working out 4 days a week is the strategy that you'll use to accomplish that goal. If you missed 2 workouts last week, it doesn't mean that you failed to accomplish your goal. It simply means you need to look for another strategy. So planning always works best after you've decided exactly what you want, because what you want doesn't change, but how you go about getting it can. And it's really, really important that you're really flexible around strategy, even when you're not, around your ultimate goal. Number five, make sure your goal is within your control and that it truly reflects your own desires. Refer back up to being internally directed. Know your core values and make sure that each goal you make is in alignment with those. Your goal should not rely on the performances of others. If you have a goal that involves competitions or performance, rankings and placings are less effective than scores and personal bests as measurable results. So make sure that your goal is within your control and that it truly reflects your own desires, not the desires of someone else. Number six, your goal should make you feel excited and nervous. It should be just outside your comfort zone. And this is not about making totally outrageous, unrealistic goals. It just means that if your goal doesn't scare you a little bit or give you butterflies, it quite simply is not worth making. it'll be really difficult to stay motivated, and it won't mean all that much to you when you do achieve it. So you should have a visceral response when you read your goal to yourself or when you say it out loud. Number 7, avoid using words like lose, gain, more, and better. All of those words refer to a current or past state. Why do you think that most people who decide to lose weight never do? Do you really want to lose weight? Or do you want to weigh 130 pounds, feel fabulous in your skinny jeans, and be able to touch your toes? Do you want to be a better rider? Or do you want to sit the trot beautifully and ride a second level dressage test with balance and harmony? Focus on what you actually want or what you actually want to create and claim it. Okay, so avoid using words like lose, gain, more, and better. Get very specific and claim what you want. All right, number 8, attach a time frame to every goal. The time frame can be changed if necessary, but it's important to give your goal a container. This will help you be able to create benchmarks and mark your progress, as well as make you accountable. It helps you be able to design a timeline that you can really stick to. Number 9, share your goals with like-minded people who you know will be able to support you. Do not share your goals with everyone. We tend to make unconscious agreements with people who are close to us, and they expect certain things from us, and sometimes they're uncomfortable when we try to change that. Sometimes if you set goals that maybe move the furniture around a little bit, the people closest to you might have a little fear about that and may not be as supportive or as excited about your success as you think they should be. It can even feel like the people who love you the most collude with your inner critic. And that's just because they are afraid for you to fail in the same way your inner critic is afraid for you to fail. They don't want to see you be hurt. So really be intentional about who you share your goals with so that you set yourself up for success. Because once you make the decision that you're not afraid to fail, you've got to give people around you the chance to realize that you've made that decision and to take the leap with you. So share your goals with like-minded people who you know will be able to support you. Number 10, be willing to change and update your goals as necessary. Life is change. And this is a big one. In the goal setting process, it's more important that you claim a destination and head out in a direction than that you actually end up in the exact spot you set out for. Let go of the idea that goal setting is a linear process. Be kind to yourself if you get new information and you need to change course. This is totally natural. And I can't tell you how many times I've set goals or I've watched clients set goals where we end up in a place that's completely different than where we set out for. And most often, it's actually better than what we thought. The goal setting process will come easily once you've done it a few times. Or once you've heard someone else do it a few times. So that's why we'll be doing it on the Performance Project coaching calls and on the Facebook page. I cannot wait to hear your on the other side of fear goal. And once you've decided on your goal and written it down in its most powerful form, I want to share with you the strategic planning process in a really simple way. So you've written down your goal, and that means it's in full sentences, you're using past or present tense, you've got an intention plus a measurable result, and now you have the opportunity to plan. Now's the time to start thinking about strategy. So first, make a list of all the things that need to happen in order for you to accomplish your goal. Brainstorm this part. Write down everything that you can think of, no matter how small. Some of these things that you write down will be strategies that are ongoing and that you need to do regularly. Some will be actions that you'll get done and cross off your list. And some will be benchmark goals that are the small accomplishments along the way. Read the guide to setting powerful goals that can be found in the resource room in your account portal. It contains examples that will help make clear the difference between strategies, benchmarks, and action steps. you may think it's strange that goal setting is the first important piece of this process, but I promise you that clarity about what you want to achieve and why it's important to you is absolutely vital when it comes to building confidence and getting past nerves and anxiety. All the things that we're going to do for the rest of this program rely on your having clarity about your goal. Really take the time this week to sit down and spend some time on this. Do it now while we're in this together, and I'm here to support you. Don't wait. Please ask for help on the call next week or on the Facebook group. This program, I promise, will not work you. You've got to work the program. So if you find yourself kind of wanting to put this off or say you'll do it next week or you'll do it when you have more time or when the kids get out of school or when things slow down at work, sit down and do it now. You've got to work the program. And with that, I leave you to it, and I'll see you in session 4.